Denise, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you, Amber. Thank you for having me on.
So firstly, Denise, tell us a small bit about your business. It's called Care Buddy Gift Boxes. What's it all about?
So basically, it's care boxes. So they're like Get Well, specializing in cancer care boxes. So basically, if you have a friend or a loved one, family member going through cancer, and you're thinking like, what can I do for them or what can I get for them? There's flowers, chocolates. I mean, people get loads of that, and it's not really something probably you need during when you're going through your cancer journey. So what these boxes are basically are kind of like essential items that people will need and use going through. So if they're, for instance, if they're going through chemo and there's hair loss, like here we'll say they're, you can get like sleep caps, you can get the oil to help them, you can get a nail and cuticle oil for your fingers, all stuff that they will use that's specific to cancer treatment. And that, I suppose, maybe they may not have the funds to go out and get this stuff themselves. And it's a little comfort as well. They're just some nice products to help them. And everything, like I suppose, that I have in these products, most of them are all sourced here in Ireland, and they're from other small companies. And we also have Ground Wellbeing, which have a special oncology set, and they're all made 100% natural plant ingredients, and that's made in Cork by Peggy Crowley there. And we have her products as well in our care packages, which are absolutely beautiful. And everything, like there'll be simple things, even like deodorants, soaps, everything that's with natural ingredients. So we have the black stuff, which are made in Dublin for men. And then we have Vico, which is also Irish. And that's, again, all natural products in it. So that's really important, because you'll find when you're going through cancer, sprays and antiperspirants and that, they just don't agree with you. And you want to kind of put on you, I suppose, or into your on your body as natural as possible.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what it's about. And it's going in then looking, I suppose there's packages there for women, men, teens and children. If you just don't know what to do, you can look on here and see, okay, or pick a package or put something together as well. You can also choose yourself maybe what you'd like to put.
Fantastic. It's a great idea, but it isn't just a good business idea, because it was inspired by your own personal story as well. And that includes the sad loss of your dad, Buddy, as well as a very serious diagnosis that you got yourself as well. So maybe take us back and talk us through maybe a little bit about those experiences and how they inspired you to set up the business, Denise.
So, yeah, I suppose, Amber, my own dad died suddenly from a heart attack back in 2000. And at the time, I was only 24. And that was just a massive, massive loss. And there, I suppose, really was dealing with the grief. And when you have someone that close, you know, and it's very difficult to understand it unless you've gone through it. And then in 2014, I was diagnosed myself with cancer. Cervical cancer. I was 37, so at the time we were just married a week, and we were lucky that we had two young children at the time. So yeah, that was a real blow, and I suppose that then roller coastered into lots of treatment. And during that period of time, I suppose for me, it was my dad that helped me through that, and that's where the name comes from. I suppose Care Buddy, as in I wanted to bring him into that, because for me, he was the one that looked after me during that period. And I suppose everyone has different beliefs. I suppose I just talked to him, I suppose, through my treatment. And I felt he was the person to help me. And when he was alive, I suppose he was a really, really caring person and helped lots of people. And that's kind of what I wanted to bring through to this, that like to bring it through to care for others. And I wanted his name incorporated into it then as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of where the idea comes from. So I suppose I've been through an awful lot of it myself. I've been through grief, been through the grief of losing somebody, and then the grief of losing part of myself, I suppose, through cancer as well. So there's a lot in it, and I suppose there's a lot to understand in it. And it's when you go through it, you really kind of see what you didn't see before when somebody belonging to you was going through it. You kind of thought, oh, well, you know, when they get the all clear or whatever, that it's okay and it's over, and you kind of forget about it. But that's not the end, you know, it goes on, and there's so many after effects, you know, to treatment and everything that people don't see. And I suppose you kind of, you know, if you feel that the person is, once they don't have cancer, that it's okay, but not really thinking about what the cancer treatment did to them and the side effects of that.
Yeah.
And that continues for years and forever for a lot of people, do you know?
Okay. And I suppose it's lovely that you can remember your dad, and that's such a special bond that you had. And I suppose Buddy would have been very well known in the Castle Island area as well. I know him, a lot of our listeners listening today would know him and would have very fond memories
yes.
of him. I know he was very good friends of my own grandfather as well, Moss Tehan. But it's a very unique experience for you, I suppose, as well, because as you mentioned, you've been through it. And as someone who has been through it and knows
yes.
exactly how grueling the treatment can be, and as you said, the impacts and the after impacts it has, it must be very special for you to be able to put these packages together, because you know exactly what's needed. Because someone maybe that hasn't been through it, while they might want to do something nice, we don't always know exactly where to turn or what to do. But you have that inside knowledge, I suppose, which obviously is a huge help in the business.
And that's it, I suppose. And I suppose, just to go back to when I was going through the treatment myself, and is something really small, but it's actually something that really stuck with me. You know, people would be coming and bringing things and whatever, but I actually got a gift at the time. It was a care package from Castle Island Community College, from the TYs that were doing it at the time. And I thought it was the nicest thing ever, you know. It had blanket and water bottle and a few things like that. Obviously, they must have probably got sponsorship from local shops and stuff to get it done. And it was just one thing that always stood out to me. I thought it was the most lovely thing to receive, because it was all little specific items that you'd use when you're going into your treatment or whatever the case may be. And it was just, yeah, it was just a lovely idea. Whereas you may not remember who brought you flowers or who brought you chocolates, or not that there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, it was kind of the thought process of it. So this and these care packages are kind of built around that as well, as in that the products that are in there are something that you need or that you'll use. And whereas somebody looking at them may not say, well, why do they need that? But, you know, when you're going through it, you need specific things. And you start changing your mindset into, like, again, is into what is in the product and what am I putting it onto myself, do you know? So that's really important about natural products. And that's what I'm bringing into this also.
Yeah, that's great to know. Thankfully now as well, Denise, you're 11 years cancer-free, which obviously is fantastic and hugely important. How does it feel to be able to give back to others, I suppose, who are going through a similar and very difficult journey?
Well, it's really important for me to be able to give back. And I suppose it's something that's very, it's obviously very close to my heart, because, well, even though I am 11 years cancer-free, I still have an awful lot of side effects. Like, I have radiation cystitis, radiation colitis, peripheral neuropathy. And that's all from the treatment, do you know, and that stays with me for life, do you know what I mean? So you're never really out of it. So your mindset and everything is always in it. And so when you hear somebody with cancer or whatever, you know, and you're always thinking back, what helped me at the time? And especially when you know them, you might contact them and say, look, you could try this and this and this. So that's a bit like what I'm going to be doing here as well. And we have a Facebook page and Instagram and just giving that information out also, you know, just to people that are going through it, to say, well, look, this helped me. It may not be something I have on the website here, but that they can get it somewhere else. Like even Lifemel honey, that was something that I used during treatment to bring up blood cells. Now I don't have it on my website and I won't be selling it, but it's just to give the information out as well. So it's also going to be like an information hub, or like even there, I had a post up last week just about the after effects and how you feel and how, you know, how lonely it can be and how the grief sets in then, and, you know, you can get depressed and all of those different things, and that people don't see that on the outside. And I got phenomenal feedback back from that, from people going through it, that, like, yeah, saying, that was me, that's me, that's how I feel. And it's supposed to normalize it, you know, because it's not really normalized what happens after. Like, you know, the doctors are gone, the hospitals are gone, and it's like, okay, every day you're wondering, is this a reoccurrence or what is it? Or just to know what's normal, what's to feel normal after, and, you know, it's a new normal, I suppose. And that support really, I suppose, isn't massive in Ireland, you know, but it's getting a bit better. But it's really for supporting for after, when all that treatment is over. And I think it's really important. So that's something I also kind of want to bring into it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And it is hugely important as well, because I think I mentioned it earlier, you know, for someone who hasn't been through it before, they might know that they need to be there to support someone, but they mightn't really know how to do it. And I suppose afterwards as well, it's hard to know what to do maybe or what to say all the time when you haven't been through it. But having someone like yourself and a platform like you're creating as well, where you can share those bits of information that have helped you, that might help someone else as well, that's invaluable and a great support in a really hard time.
Yeah, no, definitely. And like I say, prior to getting my diagnosis of, you know, having friends or relations with diagnoses and me not knowing that when it's over that, you still need that support until I went through it myself. So people don't know it and that's okay, you know what I mean? But I suppose it's really to make it a little bit more of an awareness that, the support is still needed. Just to check in on people and, doing simple things, even dropping a meal off, maybe doing a bit of babysitting if they've kids or taking the kids out for the day to give them a break or, there's lots of simple things too to do. Go and cut the lawn, do the groceries for somebody. There's so much other little things you can do besides, even giving a gift. It's just maybe just doing something, that would help without even asking, because sometimes when you're going through it, you want to try and still be able to do everything yourself, but you can't, and that's kind of, I suppose that's the way it is. And then everyone's journey is also different. Do you know what I mean? Not saying that everyone is going to have the same, everyone's journey, even with the exact same diagnosis, your journey is different, but a lot of the similarities are there for what happens in each step,
Absolutely. And Denise, I suppose just before we finish up, I know you're based in Castle Island yourself. Is it an online business or where can people find you or access the products and the information?
Yeah, so Amber, so I'm from Castle Island myself, but I live in Glenflesk. So basically everything is online. So the website is carebuddygifts.com, and there's also it's also on Instagram of Care Buddy Gifts and on Facebook. Even if you just have questions or anything like that, you can drop me a message, and I'll come back to you even if it's nothing to do with the products, if it's just any questions you have or if you wanted any information or any support, I'm just there at the end of a message, no problem.
Fantastic. Well, Denise, it sounds like it's a brilliant idea and really, really inspiring to hear your own story and how you're using it, I suppose, to help other people now as well. So the very best of luck with it. But thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me this afternoon.
Thanks, Amber. I really appreciate you having me on and giving me some airtime on this. I really appreciate it. Thank you.